7:22 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now in our studios is Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
You brought your right hand with you.
I did. I brought my Chief Deputy Joe Yetzer with me this morning.
Joe, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about you and your association with the Sheriff's Department in Rice County. We were talking before you went on the air. You're a Northfielder.
I am. I was raised in Northfield, went through all the schools here.
All right. A Northfield Raider. Good to hear.
Yes, I was.
Give us a little sketch of your law enforcement career.
I started, after graduating Northfield High School in 91, I went up to school up in Alexandria and then I got hired up in the Douglas County Sheriff's Office for Water Patrol. I came back and was hired with Lonsdale Police Department in 1995 and was there for a couple of years and worked also at the New Prague Police Department. And in 1999, I was hired by then-Sheriff Richard Cook with Rice County as a deputy.
Boy, that brings back some memories. It's been a while since Dick Cook has been in charge. Great guy, though. Do you ever talk to him anymore?
I see him, I'd say, once every year, every other year. You know, he's still involved in the community at the courthouse and so forth with some projects.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Hopefully he's doing well. We brought you on today for a couple of reasons. First of all, to get to know you. Let's talk about your role as the chief deputy. When did you become the chief deputy? And tell us about your responsibilities.
Back in the fall of 2021, then Sheriff Troy Dunn was retiring. Mm-hmm. And Sheriff Thomas was appointed at that point before the election as the sheriff. And he asked if I would be the chief deputy, which I obviously accepted. I was excited for that opportunity. And so that began back in November of 21.
Okay, so a year and a half.
Correct.
What do you have different job responsibilities now than you did before?
Yep, it changed quite a bit. So went from dealing with patrol and investigations and several different types of units, just kind of overseeing them, to one of the core functions right now that I deal with are gun permits for Rice County residents, permit to purchases and permits to carry, and a little bit more like being involved in more of the policy manual and so forth.
And we want to talk about that permitting process for a minute, for several minutes, actually, as long as it takes. You know, explain that law. People, if you want to have a you have to have a gun permit you have to have a permit for any gun you have, correct?
To carry in public, yes, you do. You have to have a permit to carry.
So for the conceal and carry law. Any idea how many people in Rice County altogether have applied or do have a conceal and carry permit?
Well, I would say, last year for 2022, we were right around that 800 new and renewal. So either you get a new permit to purchase or carry, or you can renew it. Every 5 years, you have to renew your permit to carry. So I think last year we were at 802 total. And then the year before that 2022 was actually a lower year for us. Year before that, we were at 1,200. So we saw a pretty good decline.
So you're looking at around 1,000 a year, I guess, on average, maybe. Would that be a fair average ballpark figure? So if they do that every 5 years, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people have
Yeah, I'd say you're 5,000 or 6,000.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't actually pull the total numbers when we did this, but it's on average, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the process that people need to go through to register for conceal and carry. What do they have to do? What does a citizen have to do?
So if it's a permit to purchase, that's a little bit different. If they live inside of a city such as Northfield or Faribault or Lonsdale or Dundas, they would go to their local city and apply for the permit to purchase. Those are no fees for those. And if they're a county resident, they would come to the sheriff's office for that. And then we have 7 days to either approve or deny that permit. And going through the process, it's basically taking their information and doing a background check on them as far as running them in various systems to make sure they don't have any like disqualifiers that would prohibit them from purchasing.
Do you get those? Are there people that are turned away?
Sure. Yep. There's a few every year that... have some sort of disqualifier, you know, in their background. You know, it could be various, several different types of disqualifiers, but there's a few, you know, that pop up here and there.
All right. Any problem with anyone? Do they just accept no?
And they have an appeal process. They have, I send them a letter, and then they have 20 days from receipt of the letter to appeal that denial. And we've had people that have appealed it, and you can get some of your stuff on your record expunged and then reapply. So there's ways. Because some people from 25 years ago may have had something that's currently a disqualifier, and they've lived a great life since then. They haven't been, you know, a drain on society and haven't been doing anything, any criminal activity, and they can petition a judge, and they can review their person's record and say, yeah, I think at this point in your life, it'd be fine.
Are there parameters? Are there limits to the type of weapon that you can have if you have a permit? You know, I guess any type of, you know, automatic weapons and such. You know, I don't know if that's even available really on the market very much, but
you can't have anything fully automatic unless you have like a federal firearms license. But if you long gun, any handgun, if you have a permit to purchase, you can go into any gun shop, and there's not many left anymore. But you can go into one and purchase a gun.
All right. There are there's a lot of, and there's always a lot of talk about changing gun laws and perhaps who can get them, maybe limit what type of device they can get altogether. Is there anything going on at the legislature this year you're following with that?
I believe there's four House file bills right now. One talks about storage, which I don't know that that's going to go very far. One's the red flag, which is basically if a family member can go in front of a judge and tell them that, so say Joe here is having some mental problems and I don't think he should have a gun, and the judge can decide, no, he shouldn't have his permit to carry or shouldn't have any guns. There's another part of that where you can petition a mental health professional to do that same kind of avenue. And then that's a couple of them. There's a lot of them out there, and I've gotten some emails on from certain residents, and most of them are on the pro side, pro gun side. So we're watching it. Our six district sheriffs just met and went over a bunch of stuff and trying to make sure we're all seeing the same picture. So,
Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us, along with Chief Deputy Joe Yetzer. We're talking about different things going on in Rice County. Today is it's March 2nd. We're in March, and that means the ice is getting thinner, at least theoretically, out there. As far as winter safety and stuff, does everybody have you have to have your house off the ice by the end of the month, don't you?
So south of State Highway 200, which is us, it's March 6th, and if you're north of that, I believe it's March 20th.
Are there still some shacks out on the ice?
Yeah, this morning I just drove by Mazaska Lake, and there's still a handful of houses out there, and a couple of trucks out there, and I think on Roberts Lake, you know, there's still a few houses scattered around.
Ice has got to be kind of thinning out a little bit now, isn't it? When were you going to see at what point you start worrying about having things fall through?
It's getting close here, you know, with that rain that we've had recently and some of the warm temperatures and with some of the wind, that all plays factors on it. You know, in one area of the lake, you might be sitting on, you know, 20 inches of ice, but, you know, a few hundred yards away, that could be, you know, 10 inches of ice. So it's ice is pretty sporadic. You have to use, you know, good caution.
Yeah, we had the big snowstorm last week. Drivers in there, did you have many incidents, either cars going off the road, accidents, any other type of bad thing that happened during that?
So I would say all of December, January, and February, we have had zero fatal crashes in Rice County. Knock on the wooden desk here. I promote proactive law enforcement and traffic enforcement for my staff. Last year, we had over 800 more traffic stops than the previous year. It's not always about giving that citation, but it's about being active, letting people know that their driving conduct isn't where it should be, and we just want to make sure people are safe. So I'm going to keep pushing for that. Our goal is to get to zero deaths in Rice County. I've always said that's a great goal. I'm hoping it's achievable. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we had a bit of an uptick in during the COVID period, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a lot more speeding crashes, and people weren't – you would think with people staying home and not coming to work, there'd be less traffic. And some people have said that there was less congestion, so you saw higher speed. So when people crashed, they were actually having more serious injuries. I couldn't tell you exactly why it happened, but we had some higher numbers there.
Sheriff Thomas is with us, along with Chief Deputy Yetzer. Let's talk about the new facility that's being built, the new safety center, Rice County Jail. We've got updates from you kind of every month. Have they been still working? I think last time, though, the walls were getting ready to be put up. Has there been activity in the last month?
Yeah, so Wells Concrete has pretty much all their panels up. We left a couple out to put the actual detention pods, the jail pods, which are the actual cells. So we have to bring those inside. So we left a couple panels out for that. So their work is pretty much done. I saw yesterday they're getting ready to pull their big crane out, their 160,000-ton crane out. And then at some point they'll have to come back and touch up a few things. The concrete company's putting up some of the block walls. Our storage facility is structurally up. They still have to do all the windows and doors and pour the concrete floors. But we're moving along, and we're still shooting for that August of 2024 completion.
You mentioned jail pods. Jail pod. Are those is each cell like a self-contained unit? They just drop in there?
Yeah, so they're all sitting in Georgia right now. They're all built. They're just waiting to be transported up here. So,
what do they make those out of?
Steel.
It is all just steel?
Yeah.
Man, wow. Who knew?
Yep.
I didn't, certainly. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to discuss while we have you in here?
I would just say if you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, we have a new program now. And if you want help and you're ready for treatment, reach out to any law enforcement agency in Rice County and we can get your help.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Yeah,
thank you.
Take care. Talk to you again.
Drive safe, everyone.
Once again, Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas, along with Chief Deputy Joe Yetzer. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.